Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey friends, so glad you could join me today. I know it's really getting close to summer and we got a lot of stuff that are going on. We're having a cold day actually today. And I want to point out to you that we have to always remember, even in our busyness, that we've got to be prepared. Whenever we walk into that classroom with boys and girls, that we have our act together. I know some people who walk in and they are able to just pull it out of the cabinets and slap it on the table and just make the magic happen. And you know what? That's possible. A lot of times we have been asked to step in an emergency. I mean, somebody's kids throwing up out in the parking lot, and who's going to go in here and teach these because they're going home? It's like, yeah, I'll go. And so we go in and we start pulling it out of the cabinets, the drawers. We put it on the table and we just make the magic happen. And you know what? We do. It's because we're preschool children's teachers. We can do that. But the problem is, Satan would like to convince you that you can do that all the time, that you don't really have to prepare. You don't have to plan ahead. You can just walk in and do it. But the truth is, he will rob your joy. And I want you to really be challenged by that, because I need to hear it too. We can't wait to the last minute and just walk in and try to make it all happen. We'll be stressed. And you know what? It really shows. We don't have our act together. Kids know that. And kids need to be able to depend on us. They need to know that we're going to be there and we're going to have what we said we would have. And so we need to be reliable. You've worked with people who were undependable. I mean, you just couldn't lean on them for anything because they'd say one thing and do another. You never knew what was going to happen. Well, kids feel the same way. If you say you're going to do something, then you don't do it. They can't depend on you. So you need to be sure that you come with your A game every time, that you're prepared whenever you walk in there. So let me give you a couple of tips on doing that. So get your lesson material. And I like to look at my curriculum and actually go through the whole month. And I just underline things that I know are going to be in the classroom, that I have consumable supplies there, and it's easy, always there. And I can check for that. And then I also circle all the things that I'm going to need to gather or bring with me. And it's not uncommon for me to have a laundry basket with stuff when I'm teaching a class. We bring things. I have some teachers who have rolling crates that they bring their things with them to church. It doesn't matter. I even have suitcases that I've used because they roll. Whatever it is that you have or that you need, you make it happen. And you bring with you the things that you need in order to do a good job. Now, I want to just also mention to you that even though I look through the whole month and kind of circle and underline, I'm not really studying the lesson. I'm just actually getting an idea of what all the activities are. Because the truth is, sometimes I see something that would be such a better way to make that. Or the kids, my kids, they would enjoy this. And I've been a writer in curriculum, and it's hard to write for a blanket audience, a class. Some classes have lots of resources. Other classes have little resources. And to try to put that out there where they could use that in an understandable way is a challenge. So you know your class. Now, you know how to make that activity better. Maybe instead of just writing this, I'm going to put some sidewalk chalk in the end of a swim noodle, and I'm going to have them reach as far as they can and try to write on this black construction paper the answer. But using physical type things like that, that appeals to some of these boys that I teach. And they don't want to just sit in a chair and sit and sit and sit. I mean, really, you're asking for behavioral problems. Go prepared. Have an idea what's coming up, and then it'll build anticipation in you as you're trying to get ready for a great class experience. These relationships are built with kids because of the things we prepare, the time that we get to spend with them because we're not busy looking for the next thing. Where are those chenille stems? I've got to find those, instead of engaged with the kiddos. I want to challenge you to be a person who's prepared. And more than just being prepared for the whole class, be prepared for your group time. Have studied your lesson. Read it in the Bible. God has a great word for you as well. So read it in the Bible. Make notes. Whenever I teach my class, I just fold a piece of paper in half. And when I get ready for my group time, I simply write a bullet and all of the outline. Just write down the page, one line, and I write the outline of my story of the Bible study we're going to do, citing the Bible verses that I want them to look at or that I'm going to read from. If I'm teaching preschool, I sit this right in my Bible, and as I'm teaching, I have my finger on it, and I just move down, and I am using my eye contact, my facial expressions, and I have never lost my place. Even if somebody were to ask a question or interrupt our class, I'm ready to go with the next point. I don't have to lose my way. So it's like if you lose your place and you say, well, kids, where was I? And they'll go, well, I think you were like done. So you can't go that way. You've got to know your place, and that way you can stay on task. Be prepared. When you have everything gathered from the resource room, when you have everything sitting next to you for the group time, you're ready to roll. And it shows, and you have less behavioral problems because you're prepared. This challenge is a big one, but it's one that you can do, and it's one that will pay back big bucks for you. Not really bucks, but big blessings, because you are prepared and the kids know it. Hey, you may be looking for some ideas, and here at Mr. Marsh Classroom, we have Classroom Swag, which is a great resource. You will get 20 pages of nothing but great ideas. And there's bulletin board ideas, door ideas. There are all the learning centers are represented, elementary games that they like to play, some crafts, some Bible skill games. There's lots of good stuff right here. And we want you to take a look. There is a sample copy of it. If you would like to do that, you can get it and make all the copies of it that you want and then hand it out to your teachers. We want them to have notebooks that are obese and full of great ideas that you can use and that they can resource themselves over and over. Do yourself a favor and give this goal to your teachers, and they will love it, and they will love you for it too. So you go and make this incredible gift that you have for children's ministry count.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at MrMark'sClassroom.com.
Until next time, remember, your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.